You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May the 12th, 2022, reminding you we are live streaming right now at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, one word, Larry Connors, USA. It'll open up a page, you push live, and you're in studio with us. And if you can't see it now, it'll be put up as a video podcast later. All the programs are put up as audio podcasts after we finish. You heard the news then at the top of the hour, them talking about the baby formula shortage. There's a meeting either underway now or will begin shortly if there's no change in it. President Biden meeting with manufacturers of baby formula. But, no members of the press corps are going to be allowed in the meeting. This meeting called after a national outcry that there's a shortage of baby formula, especially some formula processes, because not all formula is good for each and every baby. You need special formulas. The White House, well, let me put it this way. The shortage itself had been anticipated for months, but the administration did nothing about it. In fact, according to some GOP congresswoman who held a news conference outside on the Capitol steps earlier today, said, when we went to talk to the Biden administration about it, they laughed at us. And then, while we're still struggling with that issue, you've got Florida Congresswoman Kamek, Republican, saying she got information that pallets of baby formula are being sent to the border for the illegals being held at the border. I want every child to get what they need, but I want to take care of American children first. We're going to have more on this story coming up in the next segment. So just when you think you know everything, you're going to find out you don't before we wrap up this program this hour. The National Science Teaching Association is now holding training sessions for teachers so they can inject gender ideology into classrooms of students from pre-K through high school. Yeah, so much for science, right? In the meantime, a whistleblower revealing that the FBI did investigate concerned parents after AG Merrick Garland declared and directed the agency to combat, quote, threats of violence against school board administrators. These are parents who showed up complaining about mask restrictions, critical race theory, teachings like I just told you then, where they keep pushing transgender ideas and so forth in front of children, especially age inappropriate. We're going to also get more into that over the next hour. Finnish Prime Minister and President and Prime Minister announcing they support joining NATO. Russia's response is that will be a threat. That will be a threat because Finland has an 800-mile border it shares with Russia. And there's also reports that some of the Russian military units are pulling out of Ukraine, basically acknowledging they're not making any effort, they cannot go any farther, they're not accomplishing anything. Chinese government in North Korea, the media on behalf of the Chinese leader now admitting we did have a break in Chinese coronavirus prevention, confirming the first ever official case of COVID inside North Korea. We all knew they had, but of course they're going to keep it silent. In the meantime, in China, Beijing denies it's going to lock down the city again. Shanghai is still under lockdown. And there's a lot more concern about businesses that are going to be moving out or losing business in general if workers aren't going to be available to put out product. various areas of Maine in the U.S. here, including Bangor International Airport, re-implementing mask mandates. Massachusetts public schools in one area doing it. And then we also have this. How much money did you win on Rich Strike in the Derby? 80-1 odds. Did you not even know the horse was running? You might not have. Rich Strike was entered after Ethereal Road was scratched, and Rich Strike was entered 30 seconds before the deadline closed. Went on to pay 80-1. Now they're telling us it's not going to be running in the next set of the Triple Crown. That's what we're told.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
Can't imagine, but somehow they did. They did not just imagine, they enacted and carried out investigations of parents who were at school board meetings protesting loudly, sometimes getting a little maybe over the top, but they were so passionate because it's my child in that school, and I want to know what you're teaching them, and you're not telling us. You're hiding stuff from us, and then on top of that, you're making them wear a mask all the time. They don't need it. And you're trying to put into their head thoughts that they should not, especially at some of their ages, even begin to entertain. Yes, that was Merrick Garland previously, last October, stating that I can't imagine a time that we would ever consider labeling a parent as a terrorist threat simply because they're at a school board meeting. But he did issue a memorandum that states, and I'm reading it here, concern about a, quote, disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools. Rephrasing that. The vital work of indoctrinating your child. There are a lot of good teachers out there, and there are a lot of good school boards, and there are a lot of good school districts. I pray you have your child in one. Odds are If you do, it's probably a private, a charter, and or a Christian or religious affiliated school. Because the woke has gotten control of school boards, basically, because no one was watching. It reminds me, years ago, and I'm talking about decades. Yes, I can go back decades. Just don't push it when we talk about it. There was a fellow that wanted to start. He had a center that helped take care of the homeless. And he wanted to create a television station to be broadcast on cable, and then they would be designated also as a chance to be on a public outlet antenna, in addition to just cable. And they had come to our church looking for help and assistance, because our church had given money to help with the homeless and the food and care and things of that nature. So I was brought in the discussion and asked, Larry, what do you think? Being in the news, what do you think about him having his own TV station and getting out, going to be God's message and or other things he wanted to say? I said, I don't think it's a good idea to put money into it, but it's his vision. If he says God gave him this vision, I'm not going to stand in the way. But since you asked me, I think that money could be spent better on actually helping people instead of doing something on a TV screen that very few people are even going to bother watching, if they have a TV anyway. So when these parents begin to learn, and the point being is that a lot of the Christians and just good-hearted people had been upset because they saw TV going in a direction where it used to be fun and entertaining, and it suddenly became bad and vicious and something they didn't want their kids watching. And so many congregations ignored television. And when they ignored television, the broadcast networks, then they got deeper and deeper into whatever they wanted to do. No one pulled the plug, shouted alarms, or anything else. Same thing happened with school boards here. You think it's a school board? They're just overseeing hiring and firing of teachers and the budget and things of that nature, not looking for ways, how do we indoctrinate kids without the parents knowing? So Mary Garland put out this memorandum, and it arrived less than a week after leaders of the National School Board Association had written to the Biden administration and Biden himself a letter claiming that, quote, many public school officials are facing physical threats because of propaganda purporting false inclusion of critical race theory within classroom instruction and curricula. It wasn't false reporting. It was factual reporting. But it got unveiled, and they wanted to put a stop to it. That's why they wanted a memorandum and suggesting that maybe the Attorney General and the FBI should get involved in investigating these parents. Congressman Jim Jordan, appearing with Bill Hamler on Fox, was asked, when you heard Garland say, I can't imagine a time where we'd ever do anything like this, what was your response?
When the Attorney General made that statement last October, we had our doubts then. And now, based on more than actually multiple whistleblowers who've come forward with over two dozen instances where the threat tag designation was put on parents, put on moms and dads, and they were investigated. And we highlight some of the big cases. We had this one case where it was simply a mom showing up at her school board meeting who happened to support the Second Amendment. And she was reported on the snitch line that the Justice Department, the Attorney General's memo, had established. This is how ridiculous it is. So it sure looks like the statement the Attorney General made last October was not accurate based on what multiple whistleblowers have now come forward and told us about what is going on.
Yeah, I mean, and clearly, the whistleblowers apparently are giving details that can be verified. Now, we know a couple of Texas fathers arrested for allegedly disturbing meetings at the Round Rock Independent School District. They now filed a federal lawsuit claiming that district and its agents violated their right under the First Amendment to the Constitution. It's a lawsuit. We'll see what happens with it. Well, if you're going to label a parent as a threat of any type, What was the criteria? How did they reach a decision if you were a threat or not? Congressman Jordan says that was never very clear.
We do know in one of those situations when they actually interviewed the person who put the complaint in, who went to the snitch line that was established, who put the complaint in, they said, well, we didn't actually know of any threats or any real crime. We just knew we didn't like what these people were about, that they were, you know, bad people. They were conservative. They were whatever name. So there was no evidence. And yet that person was reported. This threat tag designation, this label was associated with their name. And they were investigated by the FBI, which is exactly what we said was going to happen. And the chilling impact, this is the big concern, because it's part of a bigger pattern. You know, 2 weeks ago, we learned about the Disinformation Governance Board. Now we know that what we had concerns about with school boards and parents, what the Attorney General's memo, that exactly played out that way. It's all designed, Bill, to chill First Amendment activity, to chill free speech.
When you chill First Amendment activities and free speech, you've accomplished what you wanted, censorship. And then Congressman Jim Jordan reminded us, as I stated a moment ago, some of the timeline. Listen to the timeline and you see how fast things evolved once that first complaint went out, and then how fast the Attorney General and the FBI reacted.
Remember the pattern here. The School Board Association sent the letter September 29th. October 4th, the memorandum goes out to U.S. attorneys. 16 days after that, on October 20th, the FBI sends out the email saying establish this threat tag. First of all, the first thing I always say is that all happened in 22 days. I've never seen the federal government move that fast. So that all happened. One of the examples we cite in our letter from the whistleblower was Democrats basically reporting on a Republican elected officials because they didn't like what they were saying.
See, just didn't like what they were saying. See, I would never tell you that you should be censored for what you're saying unless you're trying to incite a riot. It's free speech. That's what it's about. But it's only free if you say what they want you to say in their view. Well, again, despite all of that and what you were hearing from Congressman Jordan, remember that AG Merrick Garland sat there and testified before Congress and made these statements.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
Can't imagine. And yet, as Congressman Jim Jordan said, from the moment that letter was sent, within 22 days, the government was in action. I have to agree with him. I've never seen a government agency act that fast. 22 days, they suddenly had everything compiled and written, and with the help of the Biden White House drafting the legislation, the language, I should say, to go after these parents, along with the National Association of School Board Members. Not every school belongs to it, but they were all combining their efforts to how do we write this and shut down the free speech. So Bill Himmler asked Congressman Jordan a question.
It said a tag is merely a statistical tool to track information for review and reporting. The creation of a threat tag in no way changes the longstanding requirements for opening an investigation, nor does it represent a shift in how the FBI prioritizes threats. So whenever you get answers, we're going to come back to that statement. Last question.
Do you believe
the AG told the truth under oath, or did he simply not know?
Well, I actually probably think it's more of the latter, but that's just as concerning, frankly, if he didn't have a clue what was really going on. Because what you just read, that's not what happened. They went out and talked to people. So it wasn't just a way to track things. They actually did an investigation because they talked to the complainant. They went out and did an investigation. That is much different than what you just described, and that is our concern.
And that tag, the FBI said, well, just putting a tag doesn't mean anything. It just means that they've been listed and we'll kind of monitor and watch, but we're not really doing it. Well, that starts it right there. You put a tag on somebody, you might as well, it's a label. And between Jordan and Congressman Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, investigating Garland's directive and the Biden administration's involvement, They claim that the whistleblower did present evidence that the FBI did, quote, label at least dozens of investigations into parents with a threat tag created by the agency's counterterrorism division to assess and track investigations related to school boards. Does that not sound like they're under direct inquiry of the FBI because they made a complaint at a school board meeting? Of course it does. You don't think so? You either don't have a problem with your government spying into your bedroom or doing everything else when you say you want all your privacy, forget talking about it. And in this case, they're speaking in public using their First Amendment right. And then comes this story. James O'Keefe and his investigative unit, Project Veritas, reporting that a source inside the FBI, revealing the agency is targeting the news media, including Project Veritas. I'm not surprised by that. You shouldn't be either. They had the whistleblower on. They concealed the identity. And the whistleblower said Project Veritas is a victim of political undertakings, all connection with the raid that took place last year, and other media as well. Hello? You Larry Connors? Yes, I am. You need to come with us. Well, I can't because I got a program to continue after this commercial break. Let's go to break and let's see if I make it back here to tell you what the National Science Teachers Association is doing. I'll be right with you in just a minute. This is the FBI. You need to come with us right now. I've got to do my program first. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'm still here. Those of you watching at rumble.com, if that were the FBI knocking on the door a moment ago, they're going to let me finish the program at least. So I'm still here. And I want to make sure I use my time to tell you what the National Science Teaching Association is doing with teachers to reach into the minds of your children. We're talking about Science Teaching Association. They were holding training sessions for teachers for pre-K through 12. And in the process, giving a video and a slideshow that use language like people with penises, people with vaginas, instead of male or female or men or women, so they're more inclusive to transgender people. But it's not inclusive to intersex people, they say. I mean, it's just, they go all through this thing about, these are science teachers that are being taught this, that in turn are supposed to give it to your kids. The video talks about ways to identify and refer to others inclusively through the bodily functions they can perform, such as people who can get pregnant. Riddle me this, which people would that be? And then people who can get other people pregnant. Again, riddle me that one. Or people who are at risk of testicular cancer. You want to riddle me? Never mind. You see where we're going. They're pointing out this is science training. Sex is biological. What a child has been assigned at birth is not always correct. It doesn't match with gender identity. The presentation I've got, if you're watching right now at rumble.com, what I have here in my hand is part of the opening presentation of one of their slides. that they are actually presenting at their meeting, or did. And it's titled, I'm reading the title, from the National Science Teaching Association, Queer Your Classroom. I didn't say clear, I said queer. Queer Your Classroom, supporting LGBTQ1A plus students. Saying queer people have been or still marginalized in science. Come learn simple tricks and strategies to affirm and represent queer students in your classes. That's part of the seminar. Attendees will learn, quote, how to affirm and represent queer identity so students feel safe, supported, inspired to engage in science concepts like their non-LGBTQ plus 1A plus peers, methods to create classrooms that not only acknowledge but celebrate diversity of students to make the classroom safe for all. I have no problem with creating safe environments for kids, but I'm not sure this does it totally. It puts more in danger, in my opinion. Third, how to make simple yet impactful changes to their curriculum. They don't say it, but they probably also say don't tell the parents. What they do say is that you shouldn't be saying things to your students like ladies and gentlemen or boys and girls. I think Disney already has done that. They dropped it from their greeting at the park. You call them things that don't reinforce the binary, that there are two sexes, as if there are not. Said supporting the binary explicitly, implicitly denies anything outside of the binary existing. You wouldn't tell a student they aren't black or Hispanic if they happen to be both. In the same way, you can't tell a group of students, boys and girls, or men and women, ladies and gentlemen, are the only options. So what? Well, you should call your students lovelies, party people, kids, well, that, okay, or folks. Folks, that sound, is that a, it almost sounds like a racist remark, doesn't it? That's what they're teaching. And then there are these after the school classes. I'm going to talk about that before we wrap up this hour. You got to be aware of these after school classes. But coming up, the shortage of baby formula. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the Valley of Kings?
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We as House Republicans continue to demand answers from the FDA. And unsurprisingly, when I reached out in February from my office to the FDA, we received no substantive response. Joe Biden simply has no plan. In fact, when Joe Biden's White House was asked about the shortage, they laughed. Shameful. Make no mistake, there is nothing laughable or funny about this crisis.
I've heard stories of moms firsthand, my own daughter-in-law, bartering for baby formula on Facebook. Pregnant women are asking if they should start stockpiling. They're anxious during a time of high stress and anxiety. They should never be happening. It is purely due to the blatant incompetence in this White House and the Democrats who haven't even scheduled a hearing until the end of May.
That was earlier today, and those are a couple of the Republican congresswomen holding a news conference, and not just women, there were some men included as well, on the steps outside the Capitol building, saying the White House is ignoring the baby formula shortage, not doing anything about it. Well, looky, looky here. Look what happened. They held that conference about 10 Central today, this morning. Within a matter of minutes, it was announced that President Joe Biden was going to have members of the manufacturers of baby formula meeting with him at the White House. It should be underway right now. It might still be happening, or it might start a little bit later. We don't know because no news reporters are allowed in this meeting. This is not a national security issue. It is a public health issue. And mothers, I would think, and fathers would like to know what's being discussed. One of them that is probably there, the CEO of Data Assembly, I take it back, he's not with Baby Formula Company, Data Assembly, said that the baby formula out-of-stock rates have soared by 40%. So Joe Biden has now decided to call a meeting. It's been anticipated the shortage was building for months, but the Biden administration was not doing anything about it. In fact, the AP said President Joe Biden plans to speak with baby formula manufacturers and retailers about the plight of the families struggling to find formula. And the White House Assistant Press Secretary said the administration will also announce additional actions to address the shortage. Back Feb 17, the FDA did warn consumers. Feb 17, where are we now? May 22. Avoiding them to avoid some powdered baby formula products from a Michigan facility, which then initiated a voluntary recall. Now, in March, they decided that the company had failed to maintain sanitary conditions, and that was part of the reason there's a shortage. Well, what does the White House press secretary say on behalf of the president? Calling Jen Psaki. No, don't bother ringing that extension. She won't answer. She's gone. She turned her job over the other day to Karine Jean-Pierre, the first black female LGBTQ press secretary we've ever had. They made that clear over and over again. Well, surely she's got some answer for at least a couple of questions, like who's running point on this issue for the White House? Who's really the guy we should be speaking to? Her answer? I don't know. Welcome to the White House. Madeline Osborne, managing editor with The Federalist, wrote a great piece that said the formula shortage is finally bringing attention to the FDA and its labeling games that have angered mothers for years. She's talking about how suddenly we have this shortage. She said the short answer is lockdown supply chains and the shutdown of that one large plant I told you in Michigan. She said the long answer is unlike the issue of skyrocketing lumber prices or your furniture stuck on cargo ships, this one is entwined with an already highly regulated industry, a bureaucratic agency that's been the enemy, in her words, of postpartum moms well before the pandemic. The FDA will point out we do not approve infant formula, but we require that they meet certain requirements to be FDA registered. And that's an important distinction, she points out, because that's why you see so many shelves are empty. A lot of mothers, it's not illegal to import formulas into the U.S., but it must be from a manufacturer that is FDA registered, which requires strict rules for products and labels. Of course, we want safety for the kids. And she said, for a variety of reasons, many mothers prefer formulas manufactured in Europe. They're a higher quality, they think, than the American formulas. And there's disagreement among experts as to if that's true or not. But she said the main difference is the amount of iron required by the FDA, which, again, there's disagreement with pediatricians and other experts. And babies are still babies, but they're all different, right? As we all are as individuals. If you've ever been deficient in iron, you know, you're often tired, listless, don't ever feel well, maybe cranky. If you have too much sometimes, there's constipation, cramps, things of that nature. That's why they've been having this issue for some time, and the FDA was not doing anything about it. And the fact that it was anticipated, especially with supply chain issues that are existing and are real, this was going to happen. And the Biden administration had more than adequate time to do something. It's not like it suddenly happened overnight. But they didn't. Because as you heard some of the Republican congresswomen say, at least one of them, when we went to them and brought this up, they kind of laughed at us, like, that's nothing serious. Come on. We deal with serious stuff here. Well, we got to decide what ice cream the president wants stocked. And you did hear the news content a moment ago. If you start trying to water down whatever you have, or you're getting some from someone else on Facebook, especially if you don't know them, you got to be real careful. There is a private Facebook group that is functioning as a support group for parents trying to buy European formulas. But sometimes the orders are held up in customs for weeks, some cases destroyed because they're no good anymore. And then you got this remark from Congresswoman Kat Kamak, Republican of Florida, and what she learned is not necessarily surprising. Let me put it this way. It will make you angry.
We literally are struggling to find baby formula around the country. Moms are struggling going from store to store to store, and then the stores are actually capping the amount of baby formula that they will sell them. But, and this got sent to me by a Border Patrol agent this morning and said, this is disgusting. You will not believe this. They're receiving pallets and more pallets of baby formula at the border. This was taken at Ursula processing facility where thousands are being housed and processed and then released subsequently into the United States.
And there were pictures that went with it that the Border Patrol agent sent. Congresswoman Kamak said, why are they first in line? Good heavens, illegal immigrants in Texas are getting baby formulas when we know American citizens and legal immigrants in Texas are still desperate to find formula? What's more, these illegals should not even be in the country. By extension, they and their babies should not be our responsibility, but we're all going to care about babies. I will add that. She didn't. But she said they should be in Mexico using Mexico resources, not American, draining our resources, especially something as vital as baby formula. This administration does not put America first. They don't even like the phrase. And yes, I will have empathy and concern about all children. But if it's my children or illegal children, I want to take care of my children first. Every parent would. And I would understand the illegal family with their attitude the same way. All right, coming up, so your child wants to stay for an after-the-school club meeting. You better check into that meeting. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTNER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottner.com.
Two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. Hexes and they're all they haunt me. Like a
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
A lot of schools have after-school clubs, and depending on where you are, sometimes those clubs may not be allowed to discuss anything like religion or things of that nature. And sometimes they serve as literally a babysitting service because the parents are still at work and they can't get there right away to pick up the kid. And so sometimes meals are also provided and, you know, various activities, playful activities sometimes, depending on the age and students and so forth. Well, there's a 12-year-old in Colorado who was invited to an art club after school. And she asked her mother, she texted her mom, said, "Hey, I'd like to go to an after-school art club. Is that okay?" And mom said, "Sure, that'd be great." But she said, "But when we picked her up for that program after school, we could see something was wrong." The day she attended, an outside speaker was brought in. And basically, they were using this premise of an art club as a way to slip under the radar of parents alert for anything that might be involving sexual identity, transgenderism, critical race theory, whatever else they want to do in the after the school club. Now, resources available to guide the after-the-school club in Colorado say they could be student-sponsored, started run by, led by a student, but has to have an adult meeting at present at the meetings. Or it could be school-sponsored and run by an adult. In this case, the mother says, "We picked up my 12-year-old, and we could see on her face something was wrong." What was the issue? She said, "Mom, it wasn't art club. It was GSA, Gender and Sexuality Alliance. That's what they're calling it now." The speaker brought in was from an advocacy organization known as Splash Youth of Northern Colorado. And according to the 12-year-old, the presenter told us that if we're not fully comfortable in our body, then we're transgender. Just like that. You don't feel comfortable in your body, you're having a bad day, maybe it's because you're transgender. And then essentially told the child, if she's not 100% comfortable in her body, she's transgender. Well, I'm not sure what comfortable in your body means. Now, if you really have this dilemma for you personally, I feel for you. I do. And you do need some help. But simply going to an after the school club and being indoctrinated is not the answer. I want to make it very clear. A lot of folks think Larry must be really anti-LGBTQ plus 1A, all of that. I don't care about your lifestyle. I know what the Bible says, but I let God be the judge on it. My point being, quit trying to peddle it to our children and put it in front of their face at 12 years old. You want to start telling them that maybe you're in the wrong body. Maybe we can set you up to get some puberty blockers. And, oh, by the way, don't name any of your friends that are here. Don't tell other people that so-and-so was here. And they will do the same for you. They won't identify you. So the mother contacted the Splash presenter and the school, and they both confirmed, yes, we hold the meeting in secret. That right there should send alarm bells clanging loudly. Emails were from the Parents Defending Education say the guest speaker was asked the teacher to remind the young girl that the room's a safe space. You should not share the names of any of your friends who were there. In other words, don't give evidence that such an event took place. This way it would be your word against our word. The Equal Access Act says schools that receive federal funding cannot deny students their right to conduct meetings because of, quote, religious, political, philosophical, or other content of the speech at such meetings. But this mother, and I would agree, say that does not apply. There's nothing in the Equal Access Act that prevents parents from being informed about the programming. She did not send her child back to that school. She said, I know I've been met with a lot of hate for telling the truth from others, but at least we know there are a lot of families like me that they did not know that was going on either. What's Sally doing? Oh, she went to an art class after school. Oh, great. Isn't that neat? No, she went to an indoctrination class. And then Sally comes home as James. As always, I appreciate you listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You are listening to KXEN 1010 St. Louis. This is the home of Larry Connors, USA.